the Wrangell Borough Assembly narrowly passed the first reading of a proposed ordinance to ban marijuana consumption in public places. If that sounds familiar, it's because the legalization initiative has already banned public pot consumption. The State Alcoholic Beverage Control Board further defined public places in an emergency regulation released last month. Wrangell Borough Assembly member Stephen Persunka questioned the need for a local ordinance.
This may be a moot point that by state legislation, we may not need to double up on this.
But Mayor David Jack says a local ordinance would provide a revenue source for the borough.
If you have an ordinance and there is a violation, you can issue it on the city under the city ordinance, and any penalty, the city derives the revenue from that.
The ordinance, passed in a 3-2 vote, would also establish a $100 fine for public consumption of pot. Wrangell's proposed ordinance echoes the state's, but better defines public places. The state says it's a place to which the public or a substantial group of persons has access and includes highways, transportation facilities, schools, places of amusement or business, parks, playgrounds, prisons, and hallways, lobbies, and other portions of apartment houses and hotels not constituting rooms or apartments designed for actual residence. The ordinance before the Wrangell Assembly adds streets, sidewalks, alleys, parking areas, convention centers, sports arenas, shopping centers, and malls to the list of places where you can't consume marijuana. Assemblymember Julie Ducker took issue with the marijuana ban at places of amusement or business because that would outlaw pot use at bars. She says Wrangell is too small to support a separate establishment for the sale and consumption of marijuana.
I actually have the opinion that one of the more responsible places to sell and or consume marijuana would be at a licensed bar. Basically, it's a place that's already licensed for alcohol. They have a procedure. They don't allow children. They card. They have a someone who's sober that's there, and they police the situation.
Persunka said he wasn't sure what the effects of pot smoke would be on other people at the bar.
A lot of our bars are trying to go to no smoking, and all of a sudden we have people smoking marijuana.
Assemblymember Daniel Blake noted individual bar owners could ban marijuana use, as some did with smoking tobacco. Throughout the discussion, a few assembly members wondered whether it was too early for a local pot ordinance. Mark Mitchell said he was apprehensive.
The only problem I've got with that is I don't know if we can act on this until we see exactly what the state says in their ordinances, because whatever we're doing here, we could be countering against whatever the state rules come out.
The assembly didn't make changes to the proposed language. Mitchell, Jack, and Persunka voted in favor of the pot ordinance, and Decker and Blake voted against it. The measure will go to a public hearing and final vote March 24th. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Katerina Sestarek.